Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Thurl Bailey didn't get the nickname Big T by shrinking in physical moments, that's for sure. Thurl Bailey, good enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game with the Utah Jazz in town. And Thurl, thank you for joining us again. We had a great conversation with you not even a year ago, and we really appreciate you joining us once again here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. No Kolsky this afternoon. It's just me and Ray that you're dealing with today, but you dealt with a lot of double teams in your day.
Yeah, you know, and I had a couple guys I could kick it out to, but you know, sometimes I just shot over a couple of guys that were shorter than me.
No doubt. Hey, sometimes you got to let it rain on the whole basketball court. We know that Steph Curry can do that. My gosh, he just dropped 49 points in 29 minutes against a YMCA Oklahoma City Thunder team. And now here comes a much better basketball team. As a matter of fact, Thurl, I'm just going to come out and tell you that with a healthy backcourt, I think this is the Utah Jazz's year. I really do. I think it's, number one, you got the whole factor of it's been a long time coming working for you in the cosmos. Number two, in a world of basketball inconsistency, I think the Utah Jazz might be the most consistent team in the NBA. You can count on everyone to go out there and do their jobs most nights.
Well, I agree. And, you know, it takes a while to get where the Jazz are. I mean, Quinn Snyder's been really developing this team over his tenure here, how he wants to sell the system. Right, and the system works, and I truly believe that part of that reason is what he saw from the old Warrior teams when he talked about them looking like a living organism. Right, they're out there and you just kind of plug and play, and guys are doing their jobs. I think they have just as good a chance as anybody. They're not resting on their laurels at all. They're just trying to finish strong and get the best possible position.
Toward that end, as they get into the playoffs, being the top seed, having the kind of home court advantage you have and the roster and coaching you've got, is there any team coming out of this play-in tournament that actually concerns them at all? I know you could say the Lakers if LeBron is close to healthy, which he probably won't be. You could say the one-man band in Golden State. You could look at Memphis or San Antonio, or maybe even New Orleans. Is there any scenario in which the Jazz would look at any of those teams and go, you know what, they're an awful lot to handle?
You know, I've listened to Quinn get interviewed every single game, every single day almost, and that question's been thrown at him in different ways. And I would say I don't think there's – really any concern from the Jazz from other teams. I think the concern might be, can the Jazz continue to be who they're supposed to be? First of all, defensively is where they really talk about hanging their hat, right? Secondly, the three-point shot is valuable, as you well know, to the Jazz. Very valuable. And they've got multiple guys who can knock them down. They don't have to rely just on one or two guys to do it, because of the way the system works, and they have to create a lot of those opportunities off of good D. So I think what he might say he would be worried about is his team not playing the kind of basketball they should be playing. You know, they dropped those two games against Minnesota, and you always have those anomaly games where a team with nothing really to play for comes out and catches you on the right day, in this case, the right couple of days, and just matches up well with you. So I don't think this Jazz team looks at the standings and say, wow, we don't want to run into these guys. I think they respect the fact that teams are gunning for them right now because they pretty much held steady at the top of the heap. So, but, you know, there's some scenarios in there where I'm sure individual players might be looking at it and says, well, we really don't – do we want to catch the Lakers in that first round? But I don't know if this team is really worried about other teams as much as they are what they do.
Thurl Bailey here on 95.7 The Game, talking about the Warriors-Jazz, certainly in the vacuum of tonight's game, and then in the bigger, broader terms of the maybe meeting in the postseason. Tonight, without either Connolly or Donovan Mitchell, you would think Utah would slow down. They've won five in a row while both guys have been out. I mean, that to me is just another reason why this is a team to be feared. I also think it's another reason why Rudy Gobert's name should probably have more respect put on it when he's discussed around this league. Is Rudy Gobert secretly the best Utah Jazz basketball player? I think he might be, with all due respect to Mitchell and Connolly. He's just a badass is what he is.
Do you know how excited I am to hear you say that? Because we see it every day, right? We see it every game. And being in the market that we're in and being where basketball is today with, you know, very exciting players, maybe two or three of them on the same team, I think people don't look at Rudy in that way. And what they don't see are the things that don't show up on the stat sheet, right? That how he affects the game, how he affects decisions from the opponents, right? And when he goes out, how the opponents try to take advantage of his absence. So, man, I think that's refreshing to hear. Because in a day and age where, I mean, pretty much everything geared towards the offense, high scores, you know, the rules, can't touch a guy. You guys were talking about throwback old school basketball where you can hit a guy and you just keep playing. That's gone. So with a guy like Rudy who doesn't have any plays necessarily run for him, especially back to the basket stuff, I think that might be all but gone from the league almost. But a guy who has found his niche on the offensive end. We know what he can do defensively. I think he's on his way to another DPOY. But offensively, he has found his way to be effective, and teams are trying to take that away. So I agree. He is a badass.
You know, and I think that makes me appreciate him is because we, thanks through the prism of Draymond Green explaining what he is on a night-in, night-out basis.
Right.
Like, I appreciate the fact that the way that Draymond can bang on the low block with bigs and defend the perimeter is what separates him and makes him one of the NBA's all-time defensive Swiss Army knives. Rudy now has the foot speed to go out to the perimeter that I don't know if he had 2-3 years ago, and that's the difference in him.
Correct. Correct. You're spot on with that. And he takes a lot of pride in what he does, especially on the defensive end. We had an interview here the other night after the two Minnesota losses, I believe, or maybe it was after the Phoenix loss, that he challenged his teammates, right? And he challenged them to, you know, to play D and make D a priority. And they came out the next game, and some of his teammates, like George Niang, talked about it, and he said, Rudy's right, right? I mean, we have to take a lot of pride in what we do on the defensive end if we're going to have a shot at this ring. And so you're right. I mean, he's a special player. He really is. And he's continuing. Like two nights ago, I saw a turnaround jump shot in the paint. You know, he's working on things that are going to make him a force on the offensive end as well.
The one team that you guys haven't beaten this year that is of concern would be Phoenix. Is that an indication that they can do things to you guys that other teams can't? Or is that just an accident of schedule?
You know, it might be some of both as I kind of analyze that team. And, boy, have they done well. Their body of work has been amazing. And I think you owe a lot of that to what Chris Paul brings to that team. I don't know if the Jazz – I think what Phoenix has done offensively is figured out that they have, you know, Jazz have to pick their poison like teams, like they do to other teams. That mid-range game really troubles the Jazz sometimes because Rudy has to either come out and guard. He scores like Chris Paul in the paint, or they have to stay back and help and prevent the lob. So I think that's really been tough for them. The other part of that is when the Jazz aren't shooting well, when they're missing shots and turning the ball over, the transition defense, that team trying to get back before Rudy can get back there and set up, and the Jazz have struggled with that, with a great Suns team that likes to go downhill. So, I don't know. In a series, in a playoff series, it could be different, right? I mean, you play the same team, you get to figure things out. They got to figure things out on your end. But they have had the Jazz's number, and there's something to that.
I tell you what, Thurl, we're really excited to talk to you in the past. Today was another great conversation. Thanks so very much. And if this indeed looks like an early round, a 1-8, a 2-7, yeah, however it breaks down, I hope we can get back in touch with you, man.
Anytime. You got my number. Just call me directly. It's going to be an exciting game tonight.
Thurl Bailey. Thank you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time, man.
All right, guys.